Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we have the opening prayer that says this: Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. Listen to that prayer. It's the opening prayer for Mass today. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow both in merit and in number. When we say yes to the Lord, when we do, each of us, in our own sphere of influence, when we say yes to the Lord, however small or hidden it may seem, actually creates spiritually a different kind of environment where people are more open and listening and watching. You can bring people to faith in God who perhaps never had faith in God simply by your simple, not easy, but simple willingness to obey God when you know what His will is. It can change not only you, but those around you. I don't think we think in those terms. Sometimes it's because we're too selfish. We're just focused inward. It's, as I say, the unholy trinity, me, myself, and I. We need, when we learn how to obey God, what it does is it expands us. It opens us out to see His goodness in other people and to see how we can serve other people. Please, please take this seriously. Seek to do the will of God. I remember, some of you have heard me say this before, but I remember knowing at one point in my life, well, many points, but a particular point in my life where I knew God wanted something of me, and I just couldn't say yes to it, and it plagued me. And so I tried to be as honest as I could, and so I said to the Lord, I want to say yes to you. I don't want it, but I want to want that grace. I just prayed that, and it changed. I changed. It took a few months, but it literally, I began to see the wisdom. I began to just get an idea. God was just giving me grace. But I had to come to the point where I could say, I want your will. I was afraid of that. I wanted control. So I got to the place where I could say, I want to want. And God was merciful and gracious. And so He will be to you, to each of you, in your lives. Let's take a look at the first reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert? I mean, think of all the miracles they've witnessed even up to this point. Not to say that it hasn't been very hard. It has. But here they are. There's another need. And now they say, why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or no water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. God was supplying for them. And they were grateful for it. When they were in the desert, God was supplying miraculously for them. But then they get to the point of, we're disgusted with this wretched food. When we don't have what we want, no matter how good or no matter how complete the provision may be from God in a different way, if it's not what we want, this is awful, this is terrible, rather than, thank you, Lord, for what you have given us. Open your heart to Him. Even if you say, gee, I don't know quite how to thank God for this, but if it's God's plan, it's going to work out well. So I say yes to each step along the way. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. And then the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a seraph and mount it on a pole. Whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent, mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Brothers and sisters, when we sin, when we're bitten by sin, do we turn to the cross? That's what we need to do. Because it's in the cross of Christ that there is healing for each of us, always. Psalm 102, O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. Pray that psalm. Pray that portion of the psalm. Make the psalms your own, because the psalms are universal and the psalms are for all times and all peoples. The expression of our need or the expression of our hope may be different over the generations, but we all go through very difficult times, and we all need our faith to increase. Psalm 102 is a wonderful prayer to pray. And the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 21 to 30. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin, because they refused to hear him. They didn't want to give up their titles and their prestige. They were blinded and deafened by pride, and they couldn't hear the truth. And Jesus says to them, you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, he's not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, that is, he is existence. He is life. He doesn't just have life. He is life. You will die in your sins. And so they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me, that is God the Father, is true. And what I heard from him, I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that he's the fullness of life, the fullness of existence, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Do you hear that theme running through all the scriptures? The obedience of Jesus to his Father, the call of us to imitate him and to follow him, to become like him. And because Jesus spoke this way, many came to believe in him. It was the proud and the arrogant who were blinded and deafened. How does pride work in your life? How does it express? We all have pride. How does it express itself in your life? Pride, the kind of pride that deafens, the kind of pride that blinds us, that we think, I've got this, I'm on top of the world, this is mine, I'm going for it, whatever the case may be. That's an arrogance. Everything we have that is good in our lives is a gift from God. And therefore, we should always be turning to him and saying, Lord, how do you want this gift used now in my life? Because it's a gift from God for his purpose. And he allows our free will to work. He allows us to make many choices. But is he at the center of your dreams, your hopes, your plans, or not? Because pride can imprison you after a while, and you become blind and deaf to anything except your own success. Don't let pride control you. Don't. Brothers and sisters, so many of the Pharisees let pride control them. They were in charge. They were the keepers of the law. They were the powerful ones. And they never recognized Jesus when he came in their midst. Why? Because they were blinded and deafened by arrogance, by pride, by jealousy. In this Lent, this is a real time, brothers and sisters, to look at the scripture passages that are offered, to zero in on what's kind of... I'm hesitating here because I don't want you to feel like you have to search and search and search. Just say to yourself, what's the most obvious sin in my life? Because we all have a number of sins we battle with. But what's the most obvious one? What's the biggest one? What's the root of it? Is it pride? Is it selfishness? Is it lust? What's at the root of the major sin in my life? And take that sin, take that root right to the foot of the cross and say, Lord, I want to be your follower. I want to be your disciple. Will you help me? And God will show you. Read the scriptures, and this is for everybody. Read the scriptures every day. Take time not just to swallow them whole. Don't just read the words. Allow the word to begin to plant its seed in your heart. And then go back and read over them. Check off the scriptures, the gospels, first readings, wherever you are, whatever you choose. Check off the ones that most speak to you, most speak to your heart. Because oftentimes when that happens, it's because God really wants you to hear that word. Or you come to a greater understanding of God or yourself in a passage. Pay attention to that. Jot down the citations. Don't say, I won't forget this, because you will. Write down the citations right away and keep going back to them. Every day, brothers and sisters, every day, spend time reading the scriptures and rereading the readings of the day, pondering them, saying, Lord, speak to me, show me, help me, that I might become more your son, more your daughter, more your disciple. Brothers and sisters, as I've said so often, but I say it again, you become light in the darkness, even if you can't see it. Even if you can't see it. The Lord loves you, and the Lord longs to draw you to himself, right into his own heart. But because he gave us free will, it's up to us to say, Lord, yes, draw me. Draw me to yourself. You even find passages in scripture that use those words. Draw me to yourself. Ask the Lord to do that. Feed on his word daily. Receive the Eucharist as often as you can. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament as often as you can. Because in all of that is the remedy for the darkness that is in us. Let us become more light in God's kingdom. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.